Chapter 4, A Young Blind Whiz on Computers, by Tom Petzinger, from the Wall Street Journal.
Sometimes, a perceived disability turns out to be an asset on the job. Though he is only 18 years old and blind, Suleiman Gakyat is among the top computer technicians and programmers at Intellidata Technologies Corporation, a large software company with several offices across the United States. After a merger last October, two disparate computer networks were driving us crazy, recalls Douglas Braun, an Intellidata vice president. We couldn't even send email to each other. In 3 weeks, Mr. Gakyat, a University of Toledo sophomore who works part-time at Intellidata's office in the city, created the software needed to integrate the two networks. None of the company's 350 other employees could have done the job in 3 months, says Mr. Braun. Suleiman can literally see into the heart of the computer. Mr. Gakyat's gift, as Mr. Braun calls it, is an unusual ability to conceptualize the innards of a machine. The computer permits me to reach out into the world and do almost anything I want to do, says Mr. Gakyat, who is a computer science engineering major with straight A's. Like most blind people who work with computers, Mr. Gakyat uses a voice synthesizer that reads the video display on his monitor in a mechanical voice. Devices that produce braille screen displays are also available, but Mr. Gakyat says they waste time. Instead, he depends on memory. Turning the synthesizer to top speed, he remembers almost everything he hears, at least until a project is completed. While the synthesizer talks, Mr. Gakyat mentally maps the computer screen with numbered coordinates, such as 3 across, 2 down, and memorizes the location of each icon on the grid so he can call up files with his mouse. The young programmer is also at home with hardware, thanks partly to a highly developed sense of touch. Mitzi Nowakowski, an office manager at Intellidata, recalls how he easily disconnected and reconnected their computer systems during a move last year. Through feel, Suleiman can locate connectors, pins, and wires much faster than most other people with sight, she says. Several months ago, on a trip to San Francisco, Mr. Braun had difficulty accessing the company's mainframe using his laptop. He needed specific numbers to get into 4 Intellidata files. Instead of asking someone to manually search a thick logbook of computer addresses, he called Mr. Gakyat, who had committed the logbook to memory and produced the proper numbers in 10 seconds, Mr. Braun says. Much of the student programmer's speed comes from his ability to block out distractions while at the computer. When typing, he listens intently to the synthesizer. His long, thin fingers fly over the keyboard. Nothing seems to shake his concentration, says Mrs. Nowakowski, his immediate boss. Mr. Gakyat is the only company employee on call 24 hours a day. We consider him our top troubleshooter, says Mr. Braun.